3, 2, 1. It's time now for the Rockport Coaches Show, brought to you each and every week here on Sunny 101.3. Our visit with Coach Ross Hastert as the Blue Jays continue to, Coach, I'm going to say mature as a football team. We talked often this year about a young football team here. Your Rockport Blue Jays are last week. Polo got you 40-8, the final score. Tell me a little bit about last week, what you liked, what you didn't like.
Well, I tell you what, John, we really improved last week. We played hard for 48 minutes of that football game, and that was the thing we really tried to preach to the kids the week in practice, just to play hard and good things would happen. And we did. We played hard. We hit. We were physical. And, you know, they did a good job game planning us, and they kind of hit us at the point of attack offensively. And offensively, trying to move the football, it was tough. We were a block away sometimes, but they're a very good football team. They're going to have a lot of success this year, and we unfortunately fell short. But we've had a lot of learning experiences in that game.
Well, I'm still thinking you ought to fire the schedule maker, but that's not going to do much good, is it?
No, you're probably right there. You're probably right.
It's been a tough start to the season for the Blue Jays with some really, really fine football teams that you guys have went up against already. The kids, as you say, last week, I know you were kind of disappointed with from the week before. You sound like you're much happier this week.
Yeah, it really was. The effort was there, and the kids were upbeat. They were excited to play. You know, and really, if you look at the game film from last week, we were a few big plays from being right in that ball game. You know, they had a counter reverse that they ran on us a couple times for big gains and touchdowns. And you eliminate those plays in that game, we're right there. And we had some chances to score there right before half, and we had a turnover. And that's probably a little bit – I told the kids I took some blame. I got a little pass happy there towards the end of the half. But, overall, we played a lot better. And like you said earlier, John, we're maturing. And I think we're really hungry for a win, so I hope it comes out like that this week.
We'll come back, visit more with the coach. We'll talk about this week's game after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Okay, there we go. Whoops, stop that. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to our Rockport Coaches Show, our weekly visit with Coach Ross Hastert. The Blue Jays getting ready this week. Bramer coming to town. Coach Bramer, again, I'm completely in the dark here about a lot of your opponents this year, just covering Rockport really here for the first time in the Coaches Show this year. Tell me a little bit of what you're up against this week with Bramer.
Bramer's going to bring in a – they're actually a smaller team than we are, so I guess that's one advantage we may have this week. But Bramer's been known in the past from talking with people here and actually playing them last year as an assistant coach. They're a very physical football team. They're going to hit you. They're going to ground and pound you as hard as they can and try to keep the ball moving on the ground. And they have put it to the air just a little bit, but their main objective when they come in is to be physical and hit you up front. And they're in no hurry to score, but they do score. So that's going to present a challenge for us as far as up front. But I think our kids are ready to respond and get their first W of the year.
The game we talked a little bit about, lots of home games right now for Rockport. That's the good news, not having to travel. Makes it a little bit easier to get ready for some of these teams coming in here. And hopefully, as you said, you've had some great crowds coming there to watch your Blue Jays this year. And it's always tough to kind of start over, rebuild with a lot of young kids, and it can be a real challenge that can take a while, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, we enjoy the challenge as a coaching staff, and the kids have been great. No one's blaming anyone for anything. I told the kids that I would go to bat any interview I did, that I would protect them as long as they stayed on board and, did what we asked them to do, and they have. They've done it all year, and it hasn't been easy starting 0-3, especially for me as a young coach and actually our young coaching staff. But the kids have learned from it. They've really paid attention in film. They're asking questions on what they can do to get better, and we've done that. We've had another great week of practice, and I really hope, just for the kids' sake, that we can come out with a W this week to get that taste in their mouth and maybe get them hungry to keep on winning.
All right, Coach. Wish you well this week with Bramer. Go get that first win.
All right, John, I appreciate it.
That's our Rockport Blue Jay Coaches Show for this week. It's brought to you by Golden Triangle and by Northwest Missouri Cellular.